It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Agency budget requests are in. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's budget would be about $110 million per year for the biennium. We dig into the agency's wish list with your input on priorities as you see them. 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here. 800-642-1234. Randy Romanski is Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Secretary Romanski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Good morning. So a number of your budget priorities seek to receive recurring state dollars for programs that would otherwise expire. What makes a program, especially a grant program that you see, worthy of recurring funding?
Well, that's the essence of our budget request. So I'm glad you asked. But one thing I wanted to do before we get too far into this, Kate, is I wanted to just give a shout out to farmers for National Farmers Day, which is October 12th, and that's a little ways into the future here. It's fall, it's harvest season, and we see a lot of farmers out there working hard to bring in their crop, and we want to just give that advance shout out and say thank you for everything they do every day.
And so as you look at this upcoming, biennial budget, your agency is competing for tax dollars that could otherwise fund other departments' priorities like schools or healthcare initiatives. How do you arrive at what these particular grant programs should be able to not be one time, but should be a part of the budget? Secretary, are you there? I think we're having some difficulty hearing Randy Romanski. Secretary Romanski, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can hear you. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Pesky mute button.
Yes. We're fortunate. Governor Evers has made investments in agriculture and agribusiness a priority from day one. And a lot of the programs that we're talking about in that roughly $110 million budget that you talked about are recurring programs like the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin program. Those have historically been in our budget, and they will continue to be funded because they're continuing appropriations. So in his previous budget, Governor Evers made several other investments in agriculture that should be long-term. Agriculture is a $104.8 billion industry in our state. It happens all over the state. Big, medium, and small farms are operating here, and we need them all to be successful. We need to give them the tools, not just one time, or not just two times in a two-year biennium, but we need to make these investments long-term. And the investments that the governor has made and what we've proposed to be in the next budget are a continuation of some of those very programs.
As you look at these programs, your department is asking for a more than $2 million yearly increase in the county conservation program. Why ask for the funding to be ongoing in this particular program?
That is a really vitally important program. So the county conservation staffing received a one-time increase in the last budget. The state historically has made investments in county conservation staff. Those are the boots on the ground, the people that are helping farmers on a day-to-day basis put practices in on their farm that improve soil and water health, which is something we all benefit from. The last budget, the governor had proposed that funding to be an ongoing expenditure. The legislature funded it just for the last two-year period of time. Now, that's an increase from the other program funding that was already in existence. Basically, what that's saying is farmers are stewards of the land. They want to do the right thing for their soil and water health. It supports them. It supports their farm. It supports the economy and the rest of us. This is giving some additional resources, some additional funding to counties so they can do even more to help farmers with those efforts.
Another area is mental health. As you see the number of Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies going down in Wisconsin, but Wisconsin still leading the nation last year, connecting financial stress to mental health. You seek $100,000 yearly to continue funding for farmer mental health assistance. Is that enough?
It's the amount of funding that we've been fortunate enough to receive in the last budget. It's providing mental health services has been a priority for Governor Evers, and with that $100,000 that per year that we received last time, the Wisconsin Farm Center, which is the recipient of that, has made tremendous strides in making programs available to farmers. 24/7 hotline, better ways to connect with them to provide the services that they need. This is another one of those programs that $100,000 in mental health assistance that was proposed in the budget by the governor was made one-time funding. Our DACAP's budget request reflects the fact that these are programs that should be continuing for farmers now and into the future, not on kind of a piecemeal basis. I mean, the Farm Center is a place that provides financial and business consulting, succession and transition planning, conflict and financial mediation, and of course, our farmer wellness program. Those are things that we should have in our agency, and this funding helps us provide those kinds of services.
We have Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Randy Romanski, stays with us. Join in on agency programs that have hit home in your community. Perhaps it is the Farmer Mental Health Assistance. Maybe it's Producer-Led Watershed. Perhaps the Nitrate Optimization Pilot. 800-642-1234. There's more State Capitol Report conversation ahead. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin Ag is an economic engine, injecting nearly $105 billion to our state's overall economy, providing more than 435,000 jobs. That's from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Stats to bear in mind as we're in conversation with its secretary. You can join in conversation right here, 800-642-1234. And Agency Secretary Randy Romanski stays with us. Let's bring on a call now. Jeff in Delafield is with us. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Listening to all the conservation initiatives, all very encouraging, soil health, nitrate, water, you know, all very meaty issues. It's great that those are getting focus. My concern is still in regards to forestry in Wisconsin and people that are engaged in forestry, small landowners, so on and so forth, are really disadvantaged with the tax system in Wisconsin. They're taxed at a much higher rate than landowners that grow row crops, grazing, what have you. And I realize those laws are put in place to protect small farmers, but are there really any small farmers anymore that need that protection? It's mostly corporations and whatnot. And separate but related issue, it's concerning to really see all these tree lines in between farm fields being increasingly removed for larger farm equipment, larger farms, et cetera. So those are my concerns. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you for that. Secretary Romanski, several issues there. Go ahead.
Sure. First of all, what I'd like to start off with is we're fortunate in Wisconsin that 95%+ of all farms are family owned and operated. So that farm you see, even whether it's a large, medium, or small farm, is very likely a family operated business. And in some cases, it might be multiple family members who have joined together for that operation. There are small farms that are still out there in Wisconsin, and you know the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is size neutral. We want all farms of all sizes to be successful. But something I would say is we still have almost a quarter of all dairy farms in the United States are here in America's Dairyland, where you would expect them. And the average herd size for a dairy farm in Wisconsin is about 200. And that means we've got a whole lot of smaller dairy farms and some larger ones as well. Again, we want them all to be successful. Our average beef herd is about 20 animals. So there's a place in agriculture for farms of all sizes in Wisconsin.
What are you doing to boost small forestry landowners?
The Department of Agriculture and Consumer Protection doesn't have forestry, unlike USDA, which does have forestry as one of its planks. The Department of Natural Resources has a division of forestry. I would defer to them, Kate, perhaps, mm-hmm. if you have my colleague Preston Cole on sometime to talk about that in a little more detail.
Indeed, yes. And as you mentioned there, farm bankruptcies were down a lot last year here in Wisconsin and the Midwest. What is causing that? As you talk about, so many small dairy farmers, what is causing that downward trend in bankruptcies? And do you think that will keep going?
Well, we're always hopeful that trend will continue. We want those farms to be here for today, tomorrow, and in the future, so they can transition that farm to the next generation. There's a lot of factors, Kate, that could be going into that. One of the things that we've heard through our farm center is that as we've transitioned in COVID, we had that initial shock to the supply chain where we were seeing milk being disposed of in the field, and we would go to the grocery store and there weren't enough dairy products there. It's such an unusual thing to see something like that in America's Dairyland. But transitioning through that, there were efforts made along the way to make sure that supply chains were shored up, that there were investments made in continuing to produce things. And I think the supply and demand shift has been fortified a little bit. In the instance of dairy products, we continue to see demand strong for dairy products, even as we've kind of transitioned further through COVID. When people were at home, they kind of rediscovered breakfast and dairy products, and maybe made a connection to local food and local farmers that's still going on today. So those connections help.
Secretary Romanski, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on today.
Randy Romanski, Secretary of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.